here and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tottius. We're getting ready for Christmas. Today is Sunday the 13th of December 2020, and it's time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Gali Atari from Israel, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Hi there, everyone. This is Leslie Roy, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Hi, this is Brotherhood of Man, wishing you all a Merry Christmas.
Fallandi himni frá
Isn't that so sweet? And I thought, what a lovely song to start this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase here in December, and the 13th of December 2020. And that is Paul Oskar and Siga from Iceland. And that is a traditional Icelandic Christmas song that they have sung. It's called Jókin koma með þér, which means Christmas is coming with you. Such a beautiful song. And it's so sweet. And I love those two so much. I love Iceland as my Eurovision pet love country, to be fair, as you all, I'm sure, know. Paul Oskar represented Iceland in 1997 with the song Mihinsti Dance, which means my final dance. And Siga represented Iceland on three occasions, she did, as part of Stoyin in 1990, coming fourth with Edgarlen, one more song, and then in 1992 as part of Heart to Heart with the song Neyvayal, Yes or No, and then in 1994 on her own with the song Nightur. And she came 10th, I believe, wasn't it? No, 12th. 12th in 1994, 7th in 1992. And with Nightur, which the Nightur means nighttime. So yes, an Icelandic tribute of a Merry Christmas here to start off this week's show. I hope you are well. Thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase. Got a packed show, as always, for you. And I'll make sure we keep you entertained. We got two requests this week. One from James Brett down in Worthing, here in the United Kingdom. And also we've got Robert Wallstrom in Gothenburg, Sweden. So lovely to hear from you boys. Thank you very much. And also we got Richard down in Ferndown. See what I did there? Yes, Richard's got a request in too. So we got three requests today, as well as Rob's random request, live and kicking, the best of the rest, and this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. And wow, there's a lot of it this week. Yes, things have been starting to heat up for the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest. And a few countries have released their national final songs, which is quite exciting. So we'll give you all recaps and stuff as the show and the days and the weeks go by right here on the Eurovision Showcase. Right, if you want to get in contact with us, all of our details are on our brand new website, escshowcase.com. Yes, we're on Facebook, the Eurovision Showcase, and our Twitter handle is at escshowcase. Right, time to move on to another song. And it's now time to bring out the cheese. Yes, a real stinking bishop. it tastes good. Really, though. Here is Krista Siegfried with Marry Me. Yeah, this is Finland's Eurovision entry at the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden. Spying on you undercover, drinking coffee with your mother. Am I getting closer? Baby, I feel like a sinner skipping dinner to get thinner. Where is my proposal? I'm your slave and you're my master. Oh baby, come on, take a shot. So marry me, I'll be your queen bee. I love you endlessly. I do it for you, for you, for you. Yeah, I do.
quiero ser tu dueña en noches de eternidad, perdida en todo tu cuerpo, atrapada en la oscuridad. Quiero ser la esclava en noches de ser.
Brings me back. That is Davinia with Mi Obsession, which is My Obsession in Spanish. Yeah, that came. Do you know what? That was eliminated from the first heat of the Spanish national final in 2004. And the performance was amazing. I never forget it. And it is on YouTube still. So it sort of reminded me, like, this is such a good song. And I thought, you know, proper Euro pop with the Spanish feel of it. And I thought it was just amazing. But the Spanish national finals back then were actually really quite cool and of high quality. Hence why Spain ended up getting some great results in 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004. And then it slipped from 2005 the following year. So, yes. And we know, you know, what happened after that. So, it's time to move on quickly to our first request. And we're going to the lovely James Bright. James, thank you very much for your request. He is listening in to us from Worthing in West Sussex. Just a little bit along the coast. And James, thank you. So chuffed that you've requested this song, and that my lovely other half is Rob is absolutely ecstatic with this request as well. So here is Poligenova, yes, Bulgaria, 2016. If love was a crime.
On a summer night, we can shine forever. And you and I, we live. What we feel is what is right. We can run like never. If love was a crime.
never mind, wrong or right, our love ain't got no pride, so we change for better. Unafraid, never fade, when it's dark we illuminate, and we rise together. If love was a crime, then we would be criminals, locked up for life, but I'll do the time. If love was a crime, then we would work miracles, high above the ground. They will never break us down. Oh, I'm in Luca, I'm in Luca. Oh, I'm in Luca, they will never break us down. Oh, I'm in Luca, I'm in Luca. Oh, I'm in Luca, they will never break us down. Together we're untouchable, you and me against the world. Together we're
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That's Sir Cliff Richard with Little Town. And obviously Sir Cliff represented the United Kingdom at Eurovision in 1968 with Congratulations coming second, and third in 1973 with Power to All Our Friends. Indeed. And in this time of coronavirus and the fact that we can't see all of our friends and family, then of course we need to remember them. Friends and family, of course, very special. Don't forget them. Right, speaking of special, my good friend Katalin, originally from Hungary, living in Southampton, and she listens to the show each week. And so I have to say big thank you. And good evening to you, Jóesz there. So I have a little dedication to you, Katalin. Thank you very much. So here is the group VIP, who represented Hungary in 1997. And I hope I'm going to pronounce it correctly for you, Katalin. Here's Mit kell hogy menj, which means, why do you have to go? And I hope I pronounced that right. So they ended up coming 12th with 39 points in Dublin. And I love this song. It's very 90s boy band-esque. But it is worth the time to listen to. It's so cute. So Katalin, here is it for you. And VIP from Hungary in 1997. And when we come back, it's time for Rob's Random Request. VIP for Hungary in 1997 with Mit kell hogy menj.
Introducing me as a VIP.
Well, yes, of course, dear. Why would it be any other way?
Yeah, quite.
Why do you have to go is basically what it means.
Well done. Good pronunciation as ever, dear.
Oh, thank you. Well, Catalin, who I dedicated it to, she'll make sure that I've pronounced it correctly. Because she's good like that, you know. And I don't mind being corrected. If I've pronounced something incorrectly, then please do let me know.
So if he says anything wrong in English, please write in.
Yeah. There's no hope in that, I'm telling you. Anyway, Rob's here. How are you, dear?
I'm fine. I'm all finished for Christmas now. Early, which is nice for you this year.
Oh, you finished your work.
3 weeks off. Oh, lush.
See, the joys of working for a local authority.
Yes, but you had 11 weeks off on furlough, didn't you, to be fair? And I worked the entire time.
I don't know if it's called off, really.
Yeah, but you were at home for 11 weeks.
And that
relaxing,
means...
playing the computer.
And playing the PlayStation.
Yeah, and I was working upstairs for those entire 11 weeks.
Not completely upstairs. No. You're downstairs as well, weren't you?
Yeah, but, you know, I was working and you weren't, so let me mean.
You're mean.
He's meaner than me. Anyway... Right, I think we're in time, because before we go into a random conversation about who's meanest, we're going to do something very random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Hello there. So we have a hat full of years from 1956 to 2020, soon to be 2021, and a hat full of countries from A to Y, and I try and mix and match them as best I can, if possible. So
To connect them
together, as it were. So, you know, at some point we'll get like, you know, maybe Argentina 1912 would be a good one.
We have not got that in there. I've got Argentina, let alone 1912. Could you imagine of a song from Argentina then? That'd be quite interesting.
It'd be like a tango-y song, I reckon. It's very, probably, very traditional. It'd be like, oh, I'd love to learn the Argentine tango, wouldn't you?
Well, when you watch Strictly,
well, I haven't watched,
you're like,
years.
Oh, that would be so amazing.
I've kind of got a bit bored of Strictly Come Dancing the last couple
apparently
of years.
Apparently this season's the best one ever.
Really?
So.
But the Argentine tango looks amazing. Anyway, we digress. It's just all the leg flicking.
We're running out of music.
Sorry, right. So, I've got a year in my fingers. I have a year of 1972.
Okay, so that's the contest in Edinburgh, in the Usher Hall, dear.
What country's Edinburgh in, you normally say?
Scotland.
What country's Scotland in?
United Kingdom.
Yep.
Yes. Controversial at the moment, I know. Move swiftly on. Yes. Quick.
Right, awkward. So shall I finger a year?
Yeah, go on then.
Oh no, I think we can do this.
Yeah.
Belgium.
Oh, Belgium 1972. Oh, now I don't know it off the top of my head.
Stumped him.
You have stumped me, Rob, but I like being stumped because cricket is one of the favourites. One of my favourites.
That's a lie.
Yep.
I've never seen Kieran lift a cricket bat.
Let alone hold one.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you're not wrong there. So yes, Belgium had a song sung in French.
Oh yeah, c'est bon.
It's from Serge and Christine Gilholland.
Oh oui.
With the song A la fois ou pas du tout. Du tout.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Something like that. I can't see the full title. I haven't got my glasses on.
Oh, no. Well, don't worry, dear. I'm struggling too. I don't know why I'm doing it. I'm quickly Googling because, you know, that's great radio, isn't it? So, it is called...
A la foile...
Ou pas...
Oh, à la foile ou pas du tout. I think that's probably two.
Which means passionately or not at all.
Well, yeah.
Apparently.
Should ask our parents about that.
We should. Or parent. No! No. So, final result of 17th with 55 points. So, the scoring that we know now for Eurovision was completely different back then and very confusing. So basically, the song was performed 16th on the night, and at the close of voting, it, as I was saying, it got to 17th place out of 18. So the Maltese entry that year, which was Malta's second ever entry at the contest, ended up coming last, and Belgium came second last. The song is a duet where both singers explain their philosophy on love to, in quotes, love passionately or not at all.
Mm.
Okay. and they end by making an admission that, in quotes, We love each other a bit much, and we believe it.
Makes perfect sense. But yeah, so I hope everyone loves passionately, and if they're not loving passionately, then leave your partner. Simple as that, dear.
Yeah, exactly. Because then what's the point?
Mm.
Well, that was what it was like in 72.
And yeah.
Okay, so Rob, would you be able to pronounce the name and the song?
À la folie, I'm not sure how to say that word, folie, ou pas du tout.
And the song is sung by?
Serge and Christine Gisolin, which doesn't sound French at all. Or doesn't that? That sounds more Flemish surname.
It does, doesn't it? So maybe they were Flemish singers.
Maybe.
But sang it in French.
Who knows?
Could be. Anyways. So, Rob's random request this week is...
Belgium, 1972.
And in French it would be...
Belgique. Okay, Une mille... Oh, I haven't got the energy to work it out of my head.
Dix huit sept.
Oui. Well done.
Merci.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Bonne journée, Robert. Oh, no, bonne soirée, excusez-moi.
Keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, France will return to a national final, but with a new concept and a new name. France Télévisions announced that 12 participants will be participating in their national final, and they have released the song titles after completing an internal selection process. And there are a number of artists that have all been announced, and the songs, of course. And you can hear clips of that, of those songs, on YouTube. I will put the link out on our Facebook and Twitter pages. Also, Estée Lauer 2021, yes, the Estonian national final, they have also released all 24 of their entries, with some interesting returnees, including Koit Tume from Estonia in 1998, and also in 2017 with Laura, with Verona. He's back, and also is Uku, who won Estonia's national final this year. Yes, indeed. It has been reported in Italian media that Deodato will not be participating in next year's Sanremo contest, where he could have had the option of representing Italy at the Eurovision Song Contest next year. It has been confirmed by France Television, that France will host next year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. An announcement about the host city will be known before Eurovision itself, 2021. The Slovenian entrant for Yugoslavia at the 1975 Eurovision Song Contest, Tadej Husova, has sadly passed away at the age of 73. We send all of our thoughts and prayers to the family and friends and fans. And finally, all the Israeli national final songs have been released for Eden Aden.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Hello, this is Alma from France. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Requiem. Enjoy.
This is Francesco Gabbani from Italy, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. This is my song, Occidentali Skarma. Enjoy!
Namaste!
This is Lucy Jones from the UK. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Never Give Up On You. Enjoy!
Now you can see how far you've walked. The mountains climbed, the oceans cried.
This is Emma Quinn from Ireland, wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Saviour's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error born. Thrill of hope.
Oh Holy Night from Emer Quinn, who won Eurovision for Ireland in 1996 with The Voice. That is a beautiful rendition of Oh Holy Night. Ah, it makes me feel really Christmassy, that song. It really does, really does. But I've been feeling pretty Christmassy this year, I must admit, regardless of, you know, having to wear masks and not going to the German markets because it's not there this year, and not being able to experience Christmas on the continent because we can't really go there. Have to quarantine on the way back and all that stuff, and I've got enough holiday for that. Yeah, so obviously can't do things like that, but it's just a real shame. It's a real shame. So actually, we're going to amalgamate Richard's request. Yes, Richard from Down in Ferndown. Yes, Richard. We're going to amalgamate it with the best of the rest. That gets me every time. Basically, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we showcase a song from the national finals or internal selections that didn't make it to the Eurovision stage. And this is where we highlight it and basically want to show it off because of how good it is, or how funny it is, or how cheesy it is, or just how incredibly amazing it is. And how incredibly amazing it is certainly this one. So Richard in Down in Ferndown, thank you very much, Richard. You are an absolute star. And you've requested this song, which, funnily enough, I've already decided was going to be our best of the rest this week. So here we go. This is the song that came second in the Icelandic National Final Songs for Keppnin in 1992. We mentioned earlier that Iceland was represented by Heart to Heart with Nea Vial, which means yes or no. And they ended up coming seventh. So, and Iceland got 12 points from the United Kingdom that year, and quite rightly so. It was a very good song, a very good performance, etc., etc. But I digress. This is the song that came second in the national final, Iceland's national final, 1992. Bjarni Adolfsson with Karen, which means Karen, of course. And this is a little bit Christmassy and a little bit of in a weird way too. So I hope you enjoy this beautiful song from Iceland, Bjarni Adolfsson.
Karen, Karen, þér heiti ég því að vori verðum við sér saman á ný. Ég man þú glana klið öldunar mið hvíta strönd, heita nánda drátt, þinn hjarta slátt, ó mjúka hönd. Augun sem ég leit, segjandi og heit, gáfu fögur fyrir þeir.
Yeah. am Maria.
I am Cristina.
We are Baccara.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Dagarna och kvällarna, då lever jag. Trivs med mitt jobb, har kompisar att snacka med. Det flyter. Sticker ut och tar en öl och hör ett band. Jag dansar väl och mår rätt fint av värmen från någon flicka.
Det blir alltid värre framåt natten. Långt från alla ljusen, alla skratten.
Ligger vaken, tänker på dig. Minns för mycket och är ensam. Tar alltid på någonting, gör vad jag vill. Har ingen att ta hänsyn till och ingen tid att passa. Går på bio, spelar squash när jag får lust. Och käkar sent och dyrt och gott. Har det rätt bra på kvällen.
Det blir alltid värre framåt natten. Från alla ljusen, alla skratten.
Ligger vaken, tänker på dig. Minns för mycket och är ensam.
Alltid värre framåt natten. Långt från alla ljusen, alla skratten.
Ligger vaken, tänker på dig. Minns för mycket. Och är ensam.
Det blir alltid värre framåt natten. Långt från alla ljusen, skratten. Det blir alltid värre framåt natten.
Björn Skifis representing Sweden at the 1978 Eurovision Song Contest in Paris, France. Paris, la France. Yes, coming 14th with 26 points. I think a little bit underrated, I'd say. Det blir aldrig värre framåt natten, which means in English, it always becomes worse when the night comes. Yes. And at the contest on the 22nd of April 1978, Björn Skifis intended to cause controversy. Yes, by singing in English, which would have ended up disqualifying him from the contest. Yes. Because the language rule changed 2 years before in 1976. I think it was 1977, but it was before the contest itself. So there was a little exception for a couple of countries. I think it was Belgium and Germany. I'm sure I'm missing. And Belgium, Germany. I think I'm missing another one out as well, actually. Where they were allowed to sing in English because they selected the song which was in English. It wasn't sung in German or Dutch or French. So in 1977 that was allowed, but in 1978 that was it. You had to sing in your own language. And yes, so the Swedes had to sing in Swedish, and Björn Skifis was not impressed. He felt like he had a bit of a disadvantage, so he had ended up decided to perform the song in Swedish, and he forgot some of the words during the performance, replacing it with gibberish. He really did. But he tried to redeem himself in 1981. And he ended up coming 10th in the end, so he ended up getting four places higher. But poor lad. He wasn't allowed to sing in his own language. But obviously these days you can sing in whatever language you want, even if it's made up. Yes. Anyway, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this week's Alive and Kicking, which is a song from Eurovision or a national final or an announcement type of thing. Right, I'm going to play you the song from the presentation of the United Kingdom Eurovision entry from 2014. Yes, 2014. It's Molly Smitten Downs with Children of the Universe. Ah, this is an amazing, amazing moment. Ah, and I was very proud of this entry. Yes. Right, anyways, it's time for us to say goodbyes. Thank you very much for joining me, Kieran Ariyasuriya, for the Eurovision Showcase. To find out more about the show, head over to ESEshowcase.com. Take care of yourselves. Arrivederci. Au revoir. A Wiedersehen. Vis la Tobizenia. Gute Nacht. Adios. I'll see you all very soon. Here is Molly with Children of the Universe, United Kingdom 2014.
I've been tired of this thinking, so I've drowned it out by drinking. Tastes like a bitter pill, but I'll just wash it down with the taste of something sweet that some doctor gave me. And this is a madness, I'm not giving in. Shine like diamonds, fire our bones. Stand beside you, I've the feeling that I'll never walk alone. This opportunity will take, put an end to all the suffering before it gets too late. Hope's on the horizon, yeah. I'm not giving.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.